From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Bo Ryle, the Arkansas Hospital Association president and CEO, joins me on the telephone line. We're going to talk a little bit about the Senate Republican plan to repeal and replace parts of the Affordable Care Act. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you, Jacob.
There's not a lot of time to look at this yet. It was just released last week. They could vote on it on Thursday. We don't yet have a Congressional Budget Office score, but that's expected any hour now, really. But it seems on the surface that hundreds of thousands of Arkansans could lose Medicaid expansion coverage. Generally, what do you think the effect of this bill is on Arkansas hospitals, particularly those vulnerable, ever-important rural hospitals?
Well, as you mentioned, Medicaid expansion has been very important to hospital survival here in Arkansas. The Arkansas Works / Private Option Program has been very successful in Arkansas in ensuring 300,000 people or more across our state. So those people now have insurance that they did not have insurance in the past. And the impact on Arkansas hospitals, our uncompensated care, those who cannot pay for insurance but who visit our emergency rooms and require services, changed $149 million between 2013 and 2014, which shows the impact on hospitals. And I can tell you that that impact was so great amongst our hospitals that it kept a lot of hospitals open that otherwise would have had a hard time staying in business. The Medicare reductions that hospitals absorbed in the ACA, the original ACA, amounted to $2.5 billion over 10 years. So when we're looking at the Medicare expansion reductions and the Medicaid expansion made up not all of those reductions in Medicare, but it backfilled some of those, but it couldn't do it all. But if you take both of those, if you take Medicare and then you don't have Medicaid expansion, it's really going to be detrimental to hospitals.
In the past, Governor Asa Hutchinson has said that one problem with just simply ending the Affordable Care Act benefits is that the previous system for uncompensated care in Arkansas and across the country has been dismantled in a lot of ways, whether that's a hospital or charity organizations trying to help out. What would it take to go back to the old way?
Well, when we go back to what you would term the old way, it would be access to emergency departments, which, as everyone knows, is the most expensive way to receive care. So you don't receive preventive care along the way. You do not receive care management along the way. People wait until it's an absolute emergency to show up in an emergency room. And when they're trying to receive care at that point, it's very expensive. So for us to not have insurance along the way would be detrimental to the health of those Arkansans who are covered, and certainly detrimental to hospitals when you're trying to funnel those people who are uninsured through the emergency department.
I'm certain that you have many parts about the Affordable Care Act that you wish were different policies in place, but frequently we hear from critics of Obamacare, of the Affordable Care Act, that it's in its last stages of implosion. That seems to be a term that's kind of going around right now. From your vantage point, though, is the ACA imploding, or are you more worried about the effects of the new possible law?
Well, the insurance marketplace, which was a part of the ACA that created so that people could go on and buy insurance, certainly needs some changes in that to survive. That Congress has not been able to come together and say, hey, let's make some changes to the marketplace so that it can work, so the insurers will participate. That's been a big problem. The cost-sharing reduction funds that have been in jeopardy, that they're including 2 years of those in this new bill, but that's not near enough. It needs to, you see across the nation that insurers are dropping out, but we need to make it so that they can have the reinsurance, they can have the cost-sharing reduction paid for, so that they can survive. Otherwise, you're just setting it up for failure. So Congress needs to act in this bill, but they also need to act further down the road so that we can keep the marketplace alive.
If this does end up passing both the Senate and the House in some form, and Medicaid, the traditional Medicaid structure, the change could be pretty significant, shifting powers to states and having a lump sum block grant type of setup rather than guaranteed access based on certain federal income thresholds and the like. What does the Hospital Association want to communicate to Governor Asa Hutchinson or the state legislature if they are granted these new responsibilities?
Well, first of all, before we even move over to those block grants or per capita caps, we're looking at nationwide in Medicaid, according to the CBO reduction or CBO estimates in the House bill, $824 billion in cuts over a 10-year period. Now, that is unsustainable. When people talk about that they want to cut Medicaid, they need to realize that Medicaid funds insurance for children, the elderly, and the disabled. So you're talking about cutting those three categories of people, the safety net. Medicaid is the safety net for those individuals. So when you're talking about those massive amount of cuts, you're really, really hurting Arkansans who will not be able to have those services. So to convey to anybody who, any legislator or the governor out there, these are significant cuts. Those cannot be made up easily, and we're going to be reducing care to those who desperately need it, those children, elderly, and the disabled.
I'd be remiss, this will be my last question, not to ask a little bit, not just about the hospital's bottom line or patient access, but generally, what do rural hospitals mean to these communities? Oftentimes, they're the largest employer in a given Arkansas town.
You're correct, Jacob. In any given town where there's a hospital, it is the largest employer or the second largest employer in that town. So taking on all these cuts that we've and reductions that we've talked about here today is going to be a significant impact on these hospitals. It's not only for employment, but also it's the center of the community. So when there's an emergency in the community, when there's a disaster, people go to the hospital to seek shelter, to seek care. So if you're going to pile all these reductions on rural hospitals, you're going to make it difficult for them to survive, and then it also makes it difficult on these small communities to survive.
Arkansas Hospital Association President Bo Ryle, thanks a lot for your time today, and I'm sure we'll be speaking with you again as we track the future of this health care plan from the Senate Republicans.
Thank you, Jacob.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.